I'm sure there's a great reason I was letting that play so long, but I have no idea what it is, and it doesn't matter because it's Wednesday night. It's 9:05 Eastern Standard Time. You are listening to WVEWLP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio. Welcome to The Show Is So Gay. I'm Ken.
And I'm Becca.
How's it going?
It's going great.
I got nervous because I didn't know where that sign was. I looked here and then I looked there. It doesn't matter. What's going on in gay news this week? Let's talk about tonight's guest first.
Okay. Let's talk all about it.
I am so excited for tonight's guest. We have absolutely no guest tonight, folks.
Yeah.
Our guest tonight is you, our listener. So we will be taking your calls all night long. If there's anything LGBT related you would like to talk about, some cause you want to promote, something you'd like to perhaps complain about, get angry about, get excited for, just give us a call. We're at 802-246-6107. We took a week off from guests because we want to hear from you.
Sure did.
Our listeners.
Yeah, it's Listener Appreciation Week.
It's Listener Appreciation Week. We're going to do that this week every year.
Rock on. Once a year.
Once a year.
Nice.
Hey, did you watch the Oscars?
No. I was asleep. I was very sick with a cold.
Oh. You didn't watch any of it?
No.
It was very gay.
I hear. I've seen clips on YouTube.
Becca, for our listeners, took notes for tonight's show. Why don't you read everyone the notes that you took for tonight's show?
It's big. They're long.
Go ahead.
Milk won.
That it did.
The end. And I brought my notebook.
That was
because I was afraid I might forget.
That Milk won. Sean Penn won for Milk, gave a fantastic speech. The screenwriter for Milk won. He gave a fantastic speech. But you know who did not think it was a fantastic speech?
Who?
Those in Asia. Because gay Asians were pretty upset this week because when they rebroadcast it, they cut out every time they said gay or lesbian, they silenced it. So,
and then they put in what, like Sesame Street?
No, they just made it silent. So gay Asians voiced indignation television broadcasts of the Academy Awards in their region censored the words gay and lesbian in speeches. Speeches by Sean Penn and writer Dustin Lance Black.
They bleeped it out.
They were bleeped out. Viewers who caught recorded telecasts in the evening on Star, which is an Asian satellite TV service, says that it reaches more than 300 million viewers in 53 countries. Notice that the sound was removed whenever those men, Sean Penn and Dustin Lance Black mentioned gay or lesbian.
But it must have been really obvious what they were
talking about. It was just silence. It's just crazy. I mean, it kind of makes you appreciate.
Or did it just seem like really awkward pausing?
For dramatic effect, they're pausing every time they said, you know, Harvey Milk was such a champion for rights.
Yeah.
He did so much to help all of the people.
Yeah. You know, maybe that's what it sounded like.
I bet that's
Harvey Milk was a man.
Man.
You know, it's just, it would
work. I can't wait to celebrate at a bar.
Yeah.
I want to do this all night long now. This should be our goal, is to not say the words gay and lesbian tonight.
Okay.
So we have all these stories about marriage propositions in different states for people.
Yeah. This show is so...
With Ken and Becca. But that's crazy. It's got to make you appreciate being here and being able to say the words gay and lesbian, something that I, quite frankly, I guess I was taking for granted.
Yeah, it's a little scary that we find this amusing at this point, but I kind of feel like we're both at a point where it's just get over it, and like your ignorance is just laughable
just
at this point,
exactly.
And it is silly, and so I'm kind of glad we're at the point where we can laugh about it, but it is a serious, non-laughing matters that we're talking about, too.
So all of those...
But whatever.
Asian people, I paused there, not just Asian people, gay Asian people should move here because we can say the words gay and lesbian. And hopefully they're, what if our podcast is being silenced in
our
different
podcast
countries?
Is probably completely banned in many places.
That would be amazing. So in honor of Listener Appreciation Week, we chose really upbeat music. I totally have a new favorite band. which you played a song of theirs way, way back in October. And I knew them because I knew they were Sarah Lawrence graduates. But for some reason in the past month, I am totally addicted to Girly Man.
Oh, Girly Man.
So we're going to play a Girly Man tune for everyone. We were going for all upbeat music for this week.
That is our goal.
For
because we're just appreciating those listeners.
We appreciate our listeners, and we want them grooving on this Wednesday night.
Yeah, with no sleeping.
With no sleeping, especially as they're listening to this show is so... With Ken and Becca. Hold on, folks.
I could stand up, go outside. Always keep my options wide. Never mind the blinding skies. It all will up and leave you. You could let yourself feel sad. Government make the good go bad. Broken token in a subway ad. It all will up and leave you. Keep the faith, don't toe the line. And watch it through your two eyes. Leave the lights still on inside. And watch it through the sunrise. Leave the fight and go behind. Where all the stupid fear dies. Keep the lights still on inside. And watch it through the sunrise. Towers kind of left me dry. Sitting pretty in my own pigsty. Little baby of me wanted to die. It all will up and leave you. Turn the forest to a mud-drenched road. You never tarry to carry the load. It's never funny like it's money or own. It all will up and leave you. Keep the faith, don't toe the line. And watch it through your two eyes. Leave the lights still on inside. And watch it through the sunrise. Leave the fight and go behind. Still on inside and wash it through the sunrise.
Just one of those moments where you sing really loud and you hope that the mic was not on, and I had to do a little double check there, but it was not on and people did not hear me because they were listening to Girly Man.
But I think that if we had actually turned your mic on for that, that it would make it all over the internet, you know, like radio host doesn't notice mic is on.
I would be a YouTube sensation.
You would.
It's what I strive for in this world. So more news this week, and all about our friends the Republicans.
Oh.
So this will be the Republican segment of our show, and then I have an appropriate song to play after that. So the first story that came out, which was in the Washington Blade, was an observation that anti-gay conservatives are increasing their rhetoric and activities because they fear public officials are more likely than ever to act on pro-gay initiatives. That's the perception of one activist who said he noticed an upswing in the ferocity of opposition to pro-gay initiatives now that social conservatives have lost power on the national stage. And may be unable to stop lawmakers from approving measures like hate crimes legislation and the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. And the president of the Human Rights Campaign said opponents of gay rights are, quote, lying and spreading misinformation in greater ways than they ever have before, to which, as I have said previously, I think in some bizarre way is fantastic. I think they should. Yeah, they should step up their rhetoric. And it was evidenced this week, which I just thought this other story that I was looking at out there. So Michael Steele is the new chairman of the Republican Party. And when he was named the chairman of the Republican Party a few weeks ago, someone asked him something about people who were proponents of gay rights and would he reach out to them. And he said, oh, yes, absolutely. I think that would be a great new base for the Republican Party. But then in an interview yesterday, this is hilarious. So he was asked by this reporter. The reporter said, is this a time when – so this is a reporter's question. Is this a time when Republicans ought to consider some sort of alternative to redefining marriage and maybe in the road – down the road to civil unions? Do you favor civil unions? And this was Steele's response. No, no, no. What would we do that for? What are you, crazy? No. Why would we backslide on a core founding value of this country? I mean, this isn't something that you just kind of like say, quote, oh, well, today I feel, you know, loosey-goosey on marriage. So the reporter said, so no room even for a conversation about civil unions in your mind? And Steele said, what's the difference? So even those, yeah, it's – you can actually, if you go on different websites, you can hear the audio transcription of this interview where he flips the heck out. Are you crazy? Why would we possibly enter into a conversation on gay marriage? This is something that can bring the Republicans together. We are bringing the Republican Party together.
Oh, no, we're not.
I think we are.
Eh, I don't think so.
It's just – it still floors me that
you know what this just reminds me of is that it's this much more important to come out to people in your life who you think might react negatively. It's not fun. It's scary.
Yeah.
But
– we would like to hear some coming out stories tonight.
That would be good too, yeah.
Okay.
So but I think that you can change hearts. I mean, I know a lot of Republicans in my life who were against gay marriage, didn't really understand why it would be important, who are now actively involved in gay marriage fights around the country because now they know someone who it is affecting,
absolutely,
namely me. And they say that that actually changed their minds. They're like, oh, well, you're just a normal person.
Yeah. Well, what like, a shocker.
No. Yeah.
I thought you had a horn.
You're not trying to convert our children.
No.
I'm like, I'm really?
I'm actually too busy.
No.
I have other things to do.
I did try to babysit their children.
And we had just, oh my gosh, how amazing was our moment at the end of the show last week, which nobody heard because it was happening as we were playing a song going out. We actually had a young lad from another state who was, I think, 15 or 16 years old and write to us and say that not really able to come out to his parents or it wasn't going so well and that this show is one of his only contacts with LGBT culture, which was just like crazy. So we're all for that because his parents check his Facebook account, so he wasn't able to join the multitude of groups on there that can be helpful. So
I feel like I want to call him Harvey.
Let's call him Harvey.
Yeah, I
Lil
think
Harvey.
Lil Harvey. Harvey Jr. So shout out to Harvey Jr.
Shout out to Harvey Jr.
Thank you, because your messages made our day.
It
absolutely
totally made our day.
It made my week,
I think. It did, and it certainly it lends a little bit more responsibility to what we're doing, and we have fun doing this show. And I'm not sure that it ever occurs to me that this is some folks' contact with the gay world, which in some ways, yes, it's flattering for us, but holy crap, is that depressing. For
yeah,
them.
I'm sorry, guys.
That's really sad. So this is a song called Crazy that we will do a little shout out to the Republican Party. Here's your song called Crazy.
You're looking for, you better make some noise.
That was Andy Bell of the group Erasure singing a song called Crazy. How about we cue up a phone call?
Sounds wonderful.
All right, let's do that. Hold on 1 second.
So are we doing coming out stories? Is this what we've decided to do?
That's the goal.
Or
That's
are we
goal.
Just talking to
We're just going to talk to our caller. Hey, caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Greg. I'm calling from Los Angeles, California.
Well, hi, Greg from Los Angeles, California. What's going on out there?
You know, the weather's nice.
Oh.
And it's not raining.
Huh.
Okay, it's not fair to call Vermont.
You're calling Vermont and telling us that it's nice and not raining.
Well, I'm very new to Los Angeles.
Okay.
So, basically, when I first got here, you know, every single person I met, when they found out I just moved here, would just be like, oh, well, can't beat the weather, right? So, apparently, I think that's our only selling point, and that's what we're supposed to use.
Well, it's pretty solid. It's pretty solid.
You know, our weapon against the rest of the country, I guess, is like, yeah, well, at least it's sunny. So
it works. Well, Greg from LA, we want to wish you a very happy Listener Appreciation Week for This Show Is So Gay.
I am so excited to be appreciated.
Do you have any fun gay stories for us?
Well, the one that comes to mind, actually, is because I just moved to L.A. about 4 months ago.
Is it very gay there?
Are there gay people there?
I've heard that it is, but I'm doing my best to avoid it.
Okay.
In as many capacities as I can. But I've sort of been a chronically single person for a long time, and then I moved to L.A., and all of a sudden, like, wham, I'm in, for lack of a better word, a relationship, I guess.
Well, is that not the appropriate word?
And he's like actually sitting here with me.
Okay.
His name is Jim.
Shout out to Jim. Happy Listener Appreciation Week, Jim.
That's Jim. He's the shy one, though. He won't be getting on the phone.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
So now you're in relationship mode there in L.A.?
Yeah, apparently.
And how is that? Yeah. How is that out there? Do they value relationships, or is it more about the single people?
Well, I haven't had a chance to actually be here as a single person for very long, so I don't really know.
All right.
But that's the thing. It's like, you know, I don't think it has much to do with L.A. at large. I think it's just, you know, it shit happens, you know?
Yeah.
Can I say that? Is that okay?
It's fine. It's Listener Appreciation Week. You can say anything you want.
Okay.
And we'll just bleep it out of the podcast. I know, Becca, he's not supposed to, but we're not going to get fined by the FCC tonight, and Greg will pay for it.
Now that I know, I will definitely make an effort not to.
Okay.
I'm just so impulsive.
You're just that kind of guy. Any fun coming out stories for us? How about Jim? Does he have a fun coming out story?
Oh, Jim has a great coming out story, actually.
Will he tell it to us?
He won't, but he doesn't mind if I do.
Bring it on. Okay. Greg. Tell us through. Tell us.
So,
Jim, I'm starting to think Jim does not exist.
Yeah.
He's right. Okay, Jim, just speak. Say something so they can prove that you exist by saying something at the same time as me so they hear two voices.
Yeah, we're both.
Okay. Just checking. We don't want this to be some sort of George Glass, Jan Brady kind of
seriously
thing.
No.
Okay.
No, Jim's very real.
All right. Tell us Jim's coming out story.
So Jim is a little bit older than I am. He's in his early 40s.
Okay.
I'm in my late 20s.
Awesome.
And Jim, up until 2 years ago, was married
to
a woman.
A woman. Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with that information.
You know what's Jim is actually technically still married to a woman.
Huh. How does that make you feel, Greg, from L.A.?
Any feelings I have about it, of feeling like, you know, like the other woman or anything like that, are purely academic.
Because, okay.
You know, the reality is that, like, you know, she's a nice lady, and they are totally amicable, and they split up 2 years ago and whatever. They just, you know, there's paperwork and stuff like
gotcha.
That.
Gotcha.
Technicality.
That's fun, you know?
That's totally fun. You're dating a married man.
I am. I'm the other woman.
You are the other woman. You could write a whole one-man show about that.
Or she could,
yes. Hers might be a little bit more entertaining.
I don't know. It's funny. He can't hear any of this right now, so I'm going to have to tell him what you guys are saying later.
Well, he'll listen to the podcast.
Exactly.
This is the whole point of podcasting.
We are listeners, and we're here to be appreciated.
Exactly. Any dream guests that you would like to be on our show in the future?
You know, I think if I had my dream...
Go for
it. I guess it would be Jeff Bowen. Do you think you could get him?
That was the meanest thing you possibly could have said. So for people who don't know, and I'm thinking Greg from L.A. did know, Jeff Bowen, who wrote the lyrics and the music and stars in title of show, was to be our guest tonight. But unfortunately, something came up at the last minute, so we are rescheduling him. And thus will be fulfilling Greg from L.A.'s dreams.
Absolutely.
Oh, joyous day.
And will spread the word when we have him on?
Of course.
Okay.
Are you kidding? I'll get all of L.A. on the horn.
That would be fantastic. All right, well, we're going to dedicate this next song to Greg and his married man, Jim.
Thank you.
And this is a song. This is thanks so
you
much.
You don't
for
know what song it is yet.
No, it's a good one. This is a song called "Yes to You." It's by one of our favorite guests on the show, Susan Werner. And Greg, we wish you and Jim all the best out there in L.A. And we just want to tell you that we appreciate you.
We do.
I accept your appreciation.
And so we're going to give to you.
Yes, we give to you this
weather.
Next song. And weather, yes.
You
we
get all the good weather.
Weather your way.
I knew I would someday do something to deserve it all. You know?
You have achieved it this evening. Thanks so much, Greg and Jim.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Well, it was all worked out from here to Oklahoma. All mapped out across the Tappan Zee. All laid out like dresses at the tailor's. Someone's groom and someone's bride to be. But you walked up and you changed the conversation. Profoundly rocked my point of view. And here I am, still straightening the painting, working my mind over time on you. Well, how would it be if I said yes to you? How would I find the strength to pull me through it? And how would it feel if I got next to you? I'm gonna roll up against the moon. But you, I swear, I did not see this coming. And I do not see it moving on too soon. And God devised a mighty, mighty heavy magnet to draw the world up together, man and wave. But someone must have slipped you some exemption to throw this mighty wrench into my life. Well, how would it be if I said yes? If I said yes to you, how would I find the strength to pull me through it? How would it feel if I got next to you? Well, I don't know, but I know I'm gonna. Well, I don't know, but I know I'm gonna.
That was Susan Werner singing a song called Yes to You. And I think it's time for another guest.
Oh, guest.
Guest, are you there?
Hello.
I'm here.
You are there, guest?
Yes, I am.
Okay, who are you, guest?
This is Matt.
Matt, where are you calling from?
From Connecticut.
Well, speak up for everybody, Matt.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going well. How's it going with you guys?
We're going to do an introduction for Matt as if he was our famous guest, because he is our most famous guest tonight. You know why, Becca?
Why?
Matt is like our number one Connecticut listener.
Oh.
That's a lot of pressure, Matt.
It's a lot of pressure, but I'm good under pressure. I think I can take it.
Okay. Well, Matt, first and foremost, we want to wish you a very happy Listener Appreciation Week.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
We enjoy having you listen. You instant message us throughout the show.
It makes
us happy.
We try
to entertain you. We appreciate you, Matt.
Thank you. I'm glad I could do my small part for the show.
Well, it's a big part, Matt. It's a big part. All right, so Matt, we're going to just to keep things tame, because we know that, you know, you're not perhaps the first person who would call into a show. It's not totally your style, so we're going to go very easy on you and walk you through it.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Okay.
First time caller.
But long time listener.
That's exactly right.
Okay. So let's start with, we're going to start easy, Becca.
Okay.
We gotta be very nice to Matt.
I'm good at gentle.
We're not going to, yeah, they're in trouble now, Matt. We don't like skewering Matt. He's our number one Connecticut listener.
I like Matt.
Yes. All right. So
I'm
Matt, let's
nice.
Let's start with the poll, Matt. You ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
So the poll question for this week was, did you see the Oscars? I feel like you did.
I saw, like, the last 30 minutes.
Okay. So, did you see Sean Penn?
I did.
Okay. So, the question of the week on the gay poll was, do you think political speeches at the Oscars have a real-world impact? And the three possible answers are yes, no, and not sure. What would you say, Matt? Do you think that the political speeches at the Oscars have some sort of real-world impact?
I'm going to have to say no.
How about you, Becca?
I'm going to say yes, because so many people watch
Yeah, but I say no, and I agree with Matt, because it's Listener Appreciation Week, so no matter what he said, I was going to agree with him. Although
good.
I also would say no, because it's the Oscars, and I feel like anybody who would be watching them pretty much was already bought into it. Matt disagrees.
I can see that point. I just think, and I appreciate what Sean Penn said. I thought he did a really nice job kind of bringing up some of these issues and making it a little political. But I also think that so many people, and even people who are kind of the type that follow the stars and things like that, like the famous stars, not the, you know what I mean?
Yes, not the astrology. We're with you,
Matt.
Exactly. I think a lot of them think that the famous people live in kind of their own world and don't really know or don't really have a grasp on the real world, I guess.
Okay.
So that's why I would think that it wouldn't have a huge impact, even though I do agree with what he said and liked his comments.
Well, you know what, though? They keep replaying these clips because I missed the Oscars, but I did. I have seen Sean Penn's clip over and over again on news shows, and I've heard it on the radio a couple times. So I feel like that's how it has an impact, is that little 30-second clip.
I could go for that. Okay.
Gets out there.
All right. All right, Matt, we're going to move on to another topic with you.
Excellent.
Okay.
How are you doing, Matt? How are you feeling? Let's check in with you emotionally.
I'm breathing. I'm feeling calm.
Okay.
I think we're good.
It's a big night.
It is.
This is a big night, forever immortalized on a podcast. It's Listener Appreciation Week. You'll get a magnet out of this. It's a big... There was a gasp there.
I'm excited.
Okay, well, we're excited for you. Okay, so now, Matt, are you a musical theater aficionado?
I'd say somewhat.
And what...
Wow, you're just hitting all the stereotypes.
What role does Rent play in your life, Matt?
Okay, so with Rent, I remember when I was in... I think it was the summer between 10th and 11th grade, and Rent was getting big, and I grew up in Utah, and I didn't know a lot of gay people, and I met the first gay guy who was around my age, and he introduced me to Rent, and then they were touring, and they were coming to Salt Lake, and I remember we got tickets, but I couldn't tell my parents that I was going to Rent. So yeah, I snuck out. I didn't sneak out. I made up some story, told them I was going somewhere, and went with a couple of my friends to Rent, and it was great. I don't know how much I identified with it, but I thought it was a really interesting story, a really neat story, and I like it. I hear Rent when I'm shuffling my iPod. Every now and then.
So. What about for you, Becca? What role does Rent play in your life?
It doesn't much. I mean...
Becca?
I went and saw it in New York on Broadway.
Well,
and I loved it, I went.
The big story of this week in the New York Times was that, I don't know if folks saw this, that there is a much edited version, because now that Rent is not on Broadway, high schools can afford it, because when a show is on Broadway, you can't afford the show, because it's way too expensive to get the rights. So now that Rent is off Broadway, high schools are opting into performing Rent, but they are performing a much edited version, and already in three schools, three different schools in the country, the productions of Rent have been canceled because of the various themes that are present in the show.
Well, there are,
I'd be a little nervous to go see a high school production of Rent.
I mean, they would butcher it. I mean, that's horrible for me to say, isn't it? No, I believe in the youth of tomorrow,
but
they would butcher it.
I want to see a Utah production, high school production of Rent. Is it going to happen, Matt? Matt, your old high school, will they put Rent on?
I'm going to have to say no.
No?
No, I'm going to have to say no.
What shows did they do when you were there?
Oh, let's see. The King and I.
And were you in them?
I was in the Pit Orchestra.
Oh, there you go. What did you play?
I played bass.
Look at that.
Yeah.
So, that's fantastic.
This is awful. They did The King and I. And I can't remember the other ones. Maybe Anything Goes.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're a gay guy that came out of Utah.
I am.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
That's good. Thank you.
Can we put that on your title for our Facebook thing? We have lots of people.
He's our chief Connecticut listener. Something like
that. Can we ad from Utah?
I mean, Becca, you can do whatever you want.
Wow.
I'm just so excited.
Matt, let's not be given free reign to Becca on Listener. I mean, we appreciate you, Matt, but that's not enough to give the store away here.
I went to Utah last summer.
You did go to Utah.
I did.
You told me about that.
What were you doing in Utah?
I was exploring the world. I was wandering about Wyoming and
I'm going to Utah in March.
You are?
I am. I'm going to go see a high school production of Rent.
He is lying.
Why would you accuse me of lying on the... All right, I'm lying.
Yeah.
My mom is teaching you to come over for dinner.
That would be amazing.
You would love it, I'm sure.
I would have a blast. Would I have a blast hanging out with your mom?
Probably. She can be a pretty quirky lady.
Can we get her to call into the show?
I don't know. She was just online a few minutes ago.
All right, well,
should get her to call into the show.
Work on that for us.
Ask her about, you know, hosting the Rent party, the
that
cast
would be
party at her house.
So funny. She's actually a curriculum person over fine arts for a school district, so she works with all the drama teachers.
So she really could organize
Do this.
A Rent.
This is how change happens in the world. It's Matt's mom championing Rent at all the high schools in Utah.
Oh, boy.
Talk about grassroots.
All right, this is how this is going to start. All right, Matt, we're going to dedicate the next song to you and your mom. No, this is fine. And you are going to go get working on that because we want her to call into the show because now we have tons to talk to her about.
I'll see if I can get a hold of her.
All right, well, Matt, happy Listener Appreciation Week. We appreciate you listening every week so much, and we hope you continue to listen.
We
will keep doing the show for listeners like you.
And keep writing us.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Matt.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It didn't happen for you. No one wants to hear the truth. Coming from three political quiz books. Now we gotta figure out where to go.
That was Rock and Roll Heaven's Gate by the Indigo Girls, singing with Pink off of their last album, Despite Our Differences, which folks should check out because it's pretty darn cool. So Indigo Girls and Pink. You know who loves Pink?
Who?
Diana Nyad.
Really?
She was on the show last week. She was amazing. On the show next week, we have Mayor Denise Simmons, who is the mayor of Cambridge.
And I'm so excited.
I am so excited. She is the first African-American lesbian mayor in U.S. history. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
There's a
ton of other guests coming
Maybe
up in the future.
I can complain about that bus that was always late.
She could probably do something about
it. I know. Well, I have her on the phone, but I don't live there anymore.
I'm going to laugh so hard. If we're going to ask her about gay leadership and the intersection between sexual orientation
and the number 77 bus.
And the number 77 bus.
You know, it was one of those things where there would be one bus and then nothing forever. And then six buses in a row. And you'd be standing there in the rain. It was awful. So I need to talk to her about that.
Yes.
I want to know if she's done anything about the number 77 bus.
Well, if you have any other questions for Mayor Denise Simmons, folks out there, you should send us an email at thisshowissogay@AOL.com, and we will ask her your questions. And we will especially ask her your questions because you're our listeners, and this is Listener Appreciation Week.
Yay.
Pause. and so we want to appreciate another one of our listeners.
Who are we appreciating?
We are going to appreciate another one of our faithful listeners, Melanie.
Yay, Melanie.
Melanie just put her kids to bed, and then she sprinted back to the computer because she wanted to hear what was going down on This Show Is So Gay.
Well, she's wonderful then, isn't
she? So you know what? We appreciate you, Melanie, because it's Listener Appreciation Week. So thank you, Melanie, for listening. You're very faithful. You know which state we don't often talk about? Idaho.
I already mentioned Idaho once.
Did you mention
Idaho?
Yeah,
when I went to Utah, I also went to Idaho.
Oh. Well,
Wyoming.
What happened in Idaho was their state senator, they have a state senator
Potatoes.
Named Nicole. That's not her name. It's not Nicole Potatoes. It's Nicole LeFevre. That's just the pronunciation I'm going with. And she's long been an out gay senator there in Idaho. And they're only, it says, the only openly gay legislator in the history of Idaho. And this year, she again tried to introduce a bill in a Senate committee. She just did this the other day, which would have granted anti-discrimination provisions on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity under the Idaho Human Rights Act. And this is what happened. And I quote, "The room in tense silence, without a single question, call for discussion, or hearing of any kind, the committee denied the bill even the dignity of being printed." Hey, you know where we don't live?
Idaho.
Idaho. That's a little bit nuts. Gosh, I don't even... They did this great interview there with State
so
Senator
she got
Nicole
a big,
Lifer.
No.
She got a... She didn't even get a no. She just got a, like, a thumbs down.
She got, like, the China treatment.
She got the... That's what we're calling it now? Although Hillary Clinton is there. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is there in China. And she had a big quote in the news that it's not about human rights right now. Human rights needs to take a backseat to the economy. I don't think you ever should be on record. And she
Money
actually
is
said this
way
quote.
More important
I just don't
people.
Think you should ever be on the record saying human rights. I think the quote really was human rights needs to take a Are back you, seat or something like that. Don't boy, ever say that. Say our focus right now is on the economy. We need to work on the economy.
Are you offering to be Hillary Clinton's PR advisor?
Yeah, because that's a position I'm sure I'm getting anytime soon.
Sound?
I am making that offer. She's not a senator anymore. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, if you need some help with your PR, if you need me to design some sort of disco ball.
Yeah, what she
logo,
needs is Ken and Becca from This Show Is So Gay. That'll help her.
There is a really cool Cambridge story, which... we'll probably talk about next week, too, with Mayor Simmons. But to promote the local zeitgeist that made Cambridge the first U.S. city to allow gay marriage, members of the city's Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender Commission have embarked on a number of personal and collaborative projects. And one of them is by resident Chris Mason, who's a 27-year-old Tufts University student member of the commission. Mason is planning a 106-day road trip through the 48 states beginning in May to raise awareness about sexual orientation equality. He said, quote, "I wanted to see what kind of discrimination GLBT people face in their states and what progress we've made. And so that, I am really excited for him to make that trip. And you should Google search Chris Mason, because he is looking for, I think he's still looking for some sponsorship, because it's going to cost quite a bit of money for him to travel throughout the U.S. Chris, we recommend that you go to Idaho, because there's a lot going on there in Idaho.
We should give him like a pink disco ball something.
Well, we should give him a t-shirt so that he could wear it through and see what kind of...
Great.
Yeah,
that would be
a really good thing. And you know who won a t-shirt this week?
Who?
His name is Cy. And why did Cy win a t-shirt?
Because he was our 300th Facebook friend.
He was our 300th Facebook friend. So congratulations to Cy. And if you are not a member of our Facebook group, I just don't even imagine why that would be. So you should join it, and we will get to 400, and you might win a t-shirt.
And as the best bonus thing ever, you get a weekly reminder email
bi-weekly. People get annoyed, apparently, with the weekly, so I've moved to bi-weekly.
Okay, bi-weekly reminder that the show's on, and what's coming up, and...
Well, you know what's coming up right now? Another perky song.
You ready? Okay, bring it on.
Here we go.
Put it out for good.
That was one half of the Indigo Girls, Amy Ray, off of her album Prom, and that's a song called Put It Out for Good. It's actually one of my favorite songs of all time. So check out, if you do not have Amy Ray's solo albums, they have a bit of an edge to them and very, very, very enjoyable. So you should check them out. Do you have an event to tell people about?
I sure do. Coming up in about a week, it's on March 8th, I think is next Sunday. Okay. Is that right?
That sounds good. There's a calendar behind you. Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. Okay, well, I'm trying to pull it up here so I can not lie to you guys. It is Sunday, March 8th at 7 o'clock at the Hooker Dome Theater. There is an LGBT movie night.
Oh.
And it costs some amount of money. Which you can find out on their website, which is hookerdunham.org. And you can just Google that.
What movie is playing?
And it's Chris and Don, A Love Story.
That sounds great.
It's winner of the Best Documentary Prize at the Miami Gay and Lesbian Film Festival.
We should totally go to that. I don't think I'm in town, but we should totally go to that.
Well, we will be going to that.
Are you
going to
go to that?
Whether you are in town or not.
All right. Well, so folks should check that out. And if there's not an LGBT movie night in your area, start one.
I'm going to go, and I'm going to wear my This Show Is So Gay t-shirt.
You should do that. You should do that. If you want to start a movie night in your area, we will send you a t-shirt. So send us a picture of you and your movie night, and you get a free t-shirt. So pretty easy to plan. You can go to any local art house, maybe even a coffee shop will let you screen a movie there, or a movie theater will donate some of its time to just do one screening. People are pretty darn starved for LGBT movies. And if you just, I've done this before, I've organized queer film festivals. If you just reach out to directors and producers, and I'm telling you, they're all on Facebook. So even reach out to Casper Andreas and tell him This Show Is So Gay with Ken and Becca sent you, and ask if there's some way that they can screen your film. And you never know. Ask them if they can come maybe and talk about the film, and sometimes it works into their schedules, and you can totally do that. There's a huge wealth of queer cinema out there, and people are really starved to watch it. So,
and all of the LGBT celebs that we've been trying to reach out to have been so receptive.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I know.
We're family.
I know that people listen to us and they think, my gosh, those two are just so famous. But we're just two people in Vermont that started an LGBT radio show, and people reach out to us, and we reach out to other people. It's really easy to do, and get your voice out there. That's definitely our message of the week for Listener Appreciation Week. As much as we want you listening to us, we also want to listen to you. So just pick something. Don't pick something huge. Don't plan a 2-week queer film festival where you give out the Palme d'Or. Isn't that, I think, what they give out at Cannes? Don't do that. Just plan a random Sunday movie night at your local church or perhaps somewhere else. And it's really easy to plan. And I guarantee you, people will get out there. Start a meetup group.
Or don't.
Sometimes
something
that
similar.
Yeah, something similar to a meetup group.
Made me a little bitter. But I want to hear about what our listeners are doing, too. Yeah. So post it to our Facebook page
or send it to
thisshowisogay@aol.com, because we're definitely interested in hearing what's going on around the country and if we can help in any way.
Absolutely. And that's been the message of all of our guests. I don't think we've had a guest on who didn't say it really starts on that small level. It starts on that one-to-one level. And you really, as much, even if you're in a small community, and I know because we get emails from folks in really small communities, I guarantee you there are other people out there that really want to interact, that want to just get together and watch a movie. Maybe they're not gay. Maybe they have a gay brother or sister, or their roommate just came out, something like that. Their son or daughter came out. So there is an audience out there. You are not the only one. I know we got an email that said I'm the only one, but I'm telling you, both you and everybody else listening, you are not the only one. You perhaps might be the only out one, but with your help, that can really change a community. So I know it's a lot for us to ask. Especially on Listener Appreciation Week, it's not very nice that we're giving homework on Listener Appreciation Week. But come up with some small activity.
We're giving homework anyway.
Yeah, we're giving homework anyway.
We're serious.
Yeah, it's not going to stop us. So we appreciate you all. We appreciate that you listen to WVEWLP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio. We truly appreciate that you listen to our show.
That was very slick.
Wasn't it, though?
It was. Station ID right in there. I ruined it, but sorry, continue.
I just like being all slick like that. So
yeah, that's wonderful.
We have amazing guests coming up. If you have not checked out our website, please do so. www.thisshowisogay.com. Check out our upcoming lineup. Listen to some old podcasts. They're all on there. Soon to be on iTunes. And again,
we love all of you.
We love all of you. We appreciate you tons. Have a most amazing week, folks.
Tell me where the light's out. Tell me, can you taste it on your mouth? When you breathe and you breathe, can you hear it like the first time? Tell me what you see when you close your eyes. Build a dream of her. In your head, does it go black? Does it go red? Tell me, do you go cold, go hot? Do your fingertips hold memories of the first time? And it spins.